When a demolition of vacant, blighted properties or vacants takes place, it's a celebratory affair, as was the case in Oliver last week with Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, other city officials, and community leaders taking part.
Pastor Keene, thank you. I'm excited that you're going to be taking the first swipe at the building. All right, we've heard it.
The Board of Estimates approved putting $10 million, Baltimore's share of the Attorney General's mortgage settlement, into the mayor's vacants to value program, with the vast majority of the money going towards demolition. Housing Commissioner Paul Graziano praised Rawlings Blake for getting the money.
Could have gone to a number of places within the state, a number of uses.
But fair housing advocates say the money could have been better spent. Marceline White, executive director of MCRC, the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, doesn't have a problem with demolishing vacants. However, she wants to know why use all of the money for demolition.
I think our concern is, A, why wasn't keeping people in their homes any part of this money? And then B, with the demolition, how are we going to be really engaged in the people who are left in those communities?
MCRC, joined by several other advocacy groups, sent a letter to Graziano in August expressing their concern.
It's perplexing, to say the least, to all of us in the Baltimore City area why none of the $10 million that the mayor has gotten for Baltimore City is going to help struggling homeowners.
White says Prince George's County, which also received $10 million from the settlement, represents a contrast.
They got about the same amount of money, and they put $2 million of their money towards emergency assistance for homeowners.
Prince George's officials are to announce that this week. The county is also planning to put $3 to $4 million towards acquiring properties that are causing blight. Officials will decide on a case-by-case basis whether to rehab and sell the properties or to demolish them. Graziano calls the money spent by the city on demolitions balanced when compared to the state's efforts.
There will be over $900 million provided in mortgage relief to victims of various mortgage problems.
He said the blight of vacant properties must be addressed, as well as mortgage problems.
Blight is a decades-old plague on the neighborhoods of this city, and it has a profound impact on people's the value of their properties and the quality of their life.
He points to Michigan, where they're getting $97 million directly from mortgage servicers from a separate settlement. They're putting more than a quarter of that towards blight elimination. Closer to home, Pennsylvania is receiving $66 million from the national settlement, with none of it going to demolition. MCRC is also asking the city to follow best practice protocols for demolition that were developed by East Baltimore Development Incorporated, and not just the legal requirements. Baltimore Housing says legislation borrowing from those protocols has been adopted. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.